PR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Republicans and the White House vie for attention today with a likely vote on a resolution to cut federal spending in the Republican-led House at President Obama's State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the expectation is the president will call for a new tone of bipartisanship to confront the nation's problems as he formally launches a new era of divided government.
The speech will last about an hour, and the White House says President Obama will spend most of his time talking about the economy. He'll emphasize the need to create jobs, build infrastructure, and promote innovation. All of that costs money, and the president also wants to reduce deficits, so he'll call for spending cuts to offset the new initiatives. The speech also sets the stage for the next 2 years of tension between President Obama's agenda and that of Republicans who control the House of Representatives. Republican leaders have said they plan to hold the line against new federal spending. The Republican response to the State of the Union will come from Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, who chairs the House Budget Committee. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The first Guantanamo detainee convicted of helping bomb two U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998 will be sentenced later today in a New York courtroom. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, Ahmed Gailani faces up to life in prison.
Originally, prosecutors thought that Gailani's trial would be a layup. That's because almost 10 years ago, prosecutors tried four other men involved in the embassy bombings, and a New York jury found all four of them guilty. But Gailani's case proved to be more difficult. A confession he allegedly provided to authorities was barred from evidence. A witness who said he sold Gailani the TNT needed for the embassy attacks also didn't testify. Gailani had faced 280 counts of murder and conspiracy for his role in the bombing plot, but in the end, the jury convicted him only on one of those charges. Still, he faces 25 years to life in prison. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
First, it was bitter cold in the eastern U.S. Now snow is on the way. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovic says an area of low pressure over the Gulf Coast states is moving northeast over the coming 2 days.
We do anticipate a band of heavy snow to develop from parts of the southern Appalachians and then streak northeastward through the mid-Atlantic and up towards New York City and Boston.
Amtrak says yesterday's intense cold delayed many of its passenger trains on the eastern seaboard, freezing some equipment, including switches. Spokesman Steve Colm says the railroad is planning for winter's next onslaught.
Our plan is to operate as normal, and then as the snow and additional weather comes later in the week, we will make additional operation plans.
The head of the French state railway will apologize for the first time for the railway's role in transporting people to Nazi death camps during World War II. The apology comes during a planned ceremony transforming a terminal into a monument. This is NPR News. Two people are dead, 15 injured, after a bomb tore a hole in a bus in the Philippine capital, Manila. Police say it appears that someone placed the explosives underneath a seat. Officials have not named any suspects. The government is fighting communist and Islamist insurgents in the south. 6 years ago, an Islamist group took responsibility for three bombings that killed 13 people and wounded more than 150. Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel has been ousted from the Chicago mayor's race, according to a court decision, but he said he's not finished. NPR's David Shaper reports on the latest developments in that race.
The appeals court ruled Emanuel does not meet Illinois' residency requirement that candidates must live in the city where they seek office for 1 year prior to the election. Emanuel did not move back to Chicago until October to run in the February 22nd election for mayor, but he argues he remains a valid candidate because he owns a home, voted, and paid taxes here. And the city's Board of Elections and a lower court judge agreed. Emanuel will appeal to the Illinois Supreme Court and ask for a stay to try to keep ballots from being printed without his name. But some of his opponents are campaigning as though he's out of the race for good.
I'm extending a hand of friendship to all the fine Chicagoans who have been supporting Mr. Emanuel and all of those who haven't made their minds up yet.
Former U.S. Senator Carol Mosley Braun is one of five other candidates in the race to be Chicago's next mayor. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Russia's president says Moscow's airport officials must accept responsibility for what he calls security failures that allowed yesterday's suicide bombing that killed 35 people. Airport managers point to transport police. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR